This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Up early with Annie and Ando this Tuesday morning. Now we are getting super excited to chat to our next guest. You'll know him as an Australian comedian, writer, broadcaster, presenter. Got his own singer as well. Got his own talk show called The Last Leg. And we're lucky to have him because the pandemic, he's now trapped in Australia.
Back home.
Back home. It is Adam Hills.
Good morning.
Morning. I mean, I can think of worse places to be trapped.
Is your garage comfy?
When we made The Last Leg, we made 5 episodes from my garage, which at first I thought sounded really fun because they said, look, we'll have to film it at 7 o'clock morning on a Saturday because that's 10 o'clock at night in London.
Oh.
And I thought, well, that's fine. I can get up at 5:30. And then they said, oh, no, we need to rehearse at 3 a.m.
Oh, rough.
So I was getting up at 2 in the morning, going out, sitting in my carport. Now, there's a difference between a garage and a carport.
One's got walls.
The difference is the carport is open to the elements.
Oh,
it was
yes.
Like 4 degrees, trying to rehearse The Last Leg and keep my voice down so I didn't wake the neighbours up.
It's like when you knock the bin over at 3 a.m. in the morning and all the dogs in the neighbourhood go nuts.
Absolutely. Do you know what made it better? It was just as the sun came up at 6:30, the birds started squawking, and then I could raise my voice as I could kind of hide it under the sound,
under the sound of birds. It's quite poetic, actually.
We were then getting tweets from people in England going, sorry, what is that bird?
Are you still filming at the moment, or Last Leg, or are you on break?
No, so we were originally meant to do 9 episodes. They cut it back to 5.
Yep.
So we did those. We were supposed to be in Tokyo for the Paralympics in a couple of weeks' time, but that's not happening. So, no, the next episode won't be until October now. So I'm in Australia until October.
Nice to have you home.
And what are you working on at the moment that's keeping you so busy?
Well, I mean, homeschooling. The kids have just been given a 10-minute brain break so Daddy can come and have a
bit of unsupervised iPad time or something like that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for your kids to play with the dog for a bit. also, I've been, for the love of years, I've been trying to pitch this idea of a kids' book to some publishers in London. And about a month ago, they finally got back to me and said, actually, yeah, we do like it. So now that I've got all this time on my hands, I'm trying to just carve out a bit of time in my day to be an author.
Wow.
And you've already written a book yourself, so this is not, you're no stranger to the process of writing.
And I quite like the process of writing. Just the problem with this one is I'm writing a book aimed at my daughter's age. Now, she's 10.
Yeah.
And whenever I write a chapter, I give her a chapter to read, and she's kind of got a bit bored with it.
Oh no. Keep thinking of Harry Potter
really
or something.
Harsh. I mean, it's good to get feedback, but I'm not sure that I need it quite this brutal.
There's such a tough audience. Kids, they'll be so honest. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, at least I know I'm on the right track because, you know, she'll tell me if it's good or if it's not. But, I mean, there is a brutal rejection to be had when it's your own.
Your own flesh and blood rejected.
Hey, Adam, 15 months, you grew your beard waiting for the UK to actually leave the European Union. And it came off on live on television, and you put it on eBay, but I couldn't get a bid in. What happened?
Okay, so this is the weird. This is like the best and the worst of human nature. So when my beard came off, I grew it for 15 months because I basically ran out of Brexit jokes. Said I'm just going to grow it until Brexit happens. One or the other. We shaved it off live on air. I said I'd go on eBay and the highest bidder would win the bid and all the money would go to the Australian bushfires.
Yeah.
And immediately, okay, so a whole bunch of things happened. Firstly, I think the highest bid was about, you know, £10,000 or something. And then eBay said, well, you're a first-time seller. You can't sell anything for that much. So they took it down.
Oh, it would have been better on my account. At least I've sold speakers for $5 before. Maybe they would have committed it.
£10,000.
We put it back. We went back to eBay and we explained what was going on. They went, okay, sorry. So we put it back up. And then they said, Actually, turns out you can't sell body parts on eBay.
Well, it's not a body part, technically.
It's not.
So then we went back to them and we explained again, and we said, look, it's a charity and it's just a beard. And they went, okay, fine. And then it turned out, it went for about £10,000, and then none of the people that bid were willing to pay.
Oh, what? No.
Everyone we contacted then went, they didn't say I've changed my mind. They were like, oh, no, I don't have the money anymore. I just spent it. Oh, no. And it was like, oh, my God, none of these people are real.
Oh, that's a shame. I'm sure it should go in a museum, a Brexit museum eventually.
Next to Farlap.
Yeah.
There's that mighty horse and that mighty beard.
Oh. We'll put it in the Brexit Museum.
Have you still got it?
Oh, it would be somewhere in the Channel 4 props department. Oh,
it's pretty sick.
Kids character puppet coming soon.
I think I speak on behalf of the people when I was wondering, what the heck happened to Adam Hills' face? when the beard grew and I was thinking, it's done a Paul McDermott. He's unrecognisable now. But it's gone.
Got a lot of attention.
It did.
Do you know what, though? What I hoped would happen did happen. It provided a really lovely distraction from Brexit. I think 48% of the British public didn't want Brexit to happen. And so at least on the night, anyone that was excited by it tuned into the BBC to see the coverage of Britain finally leaving the EU. And anyone that didn't tuned into Channel 4 to watch my beard game.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was a joke that went too far, but sometimes they're the funniest.
100%. I would know, because the last time I chatted to you was my first time meeting you face-to-face at Easy Comedy, and it's been running every week to provide people entertainment during lockdown. And the first thing that struck me was how nice you are. And then I logged onto your website and it's in all the testimonials that you're well known as one of the nicest comedians around. And I wanted to ask you, how does that feel? And do you ever just do nasty things to get it out of your system?
Well, I have got a reputation for being nice. I mean, I think just because, I mean, it's a dream job being a stand-up comic. There's not too much to be grumpy about, I don't think. But what ends up happening is whenever I get asked to do some sort of acting role, people always think it's really funny to ask me to be the mean guy to play against type. So I've only done about 2 or 3 acting roles, but every time I do, I'm the worst human imaginable.
Also done really well pivoting and being able to do the Zoom gigs. Have you embraced the online now?
Yeah, they've been really interesting. Like, as you well know, we've set up these gigs, Easy Comedy, every Thursday night. They're on Zoom, but it started out with a paying audience of 16 people. And I think that's why I've really with the whole Zoom comedy thing, because I need instant feedback from an audience, live comedian. And I don't work very well performing to nothing. So I've steered away from a lot of the Zoom gigs. But these ones, because there are at least 16 people in the room, and any comic that's played a comedy festival has played 16 people. Yeah. I said yes to them, and they're really, really, I mean, now we've gone back into lockdown in Melbourne, the only people in the room are the rest of the crew and the comedians, but even they're providing at least some laughter. So, and what I'm enjoying about it, though, is that I can be on stage in Melbourne in front of 16 people, but because there's about 500 watching on Zoom from various places in the world, I can ask them for suggestions. Like last week it was the slogan for wearing a mask. And then you'd get all these suggestions coming in from people around the world that we could then build on and go, okay, well, if this was a song, what should it be? And then who should sing it? And so I'm kind of interacting with an audience, but they're not in the room. It's like people in Indiana and people in Birmingham and you know, people in South Australia. I'm kind of enjoying discovering how to work to a live audience around the world all at once.
Yeah, and it really works. And you've had a little challenge like that every show, and it's gone off. So if people want to tune in, they can go and check out the lineup this Thursday. It's amazing. Celia Pecola, Lloyd Langford, Alex Ward, Jordan Barr, Irvi Majumdar. They're all a good mix of up-and-coming plus established comedians. 7 o'clock on Zoom via the internet. Check it out at comedy.com.au. Thanks for chatting to us, Adam.
Oh, Adam, we do need to say happy birthday for the start of the month too, mate.
Yeah, thank you. It was my birthday celebrations, because it was my 50th. They got smaller and smaller as the year went on. It was going to be, you know, let's have a big party in London, and then it became, okay, we're in Australia, we'll have a walk, let's go up to Sydney because that's where I grew up, and I'll see all my mates and my mum. And then it was, oh, okay, we can't leave the state. Let's go down the Great Ocean Road. What, they don't want Melburnians there? Okay, let's just stay at home.
Now it's being reduced to you and your carport.
No, that's the studio now. You can't have it in there either. Hey, thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you, and we look forward to catching up face to face when we actually can do that. Yes. In this great country of ours.
All the best.
All right, cheers, guys. Look forward to it.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.